AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another hazy day across the eastern U.S. with smoke from Canada's wildfires sending unhealthy particles drifting as far south as North Carolina. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We continue to see, as you know, the reduced visibility across the city. The large plume we saw yesterday has been pushed through the city, and we're expecting gradual improvement through the early afternoon today. But a sea breeze this afternoon could push smoke back over the city.
Peter Mullinax at the National Weather Service on the code purple for air quality issued today in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia.
You can be out there for any extended period of time and you will yourself start feeling, any sorts of problems when it comes to respiratory issues. Again, doesn't matter if you're, 80 or if you're 30, it can be quite bad for extended exposure when outside.
Former President Trump's lawyers have been told he's a target in the investigation of classified documents found at his Florida estate, and they're bracing for a possible indictment. Prosecutors spotted today at the Miami courthouse where a grand jury has been hearing from witnesses. Meantime, Trump lawyers are asking a federal court to sharply reduce the damages to be paid to columnist E. Jean Carroll, who successfully sued him for sexual assault. The Supreme Court has issued a ruling in favor of black voters in a congressional redistricting case. The justices rejecting a Republican-led effort to weaken the Voting Rights Act in a case involving Alabama's congressional map.
It's cruel. It's callous.
President Biden is condemning a wave of state legislation curbing the rights, visibility, and access to health care for LGBTQ+ people.
It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors. These are our kids.
This is AP News. The broadcaster who helped make religion central to Republican politics has died. Walter Ratliff on Pat Robertson.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
For more than half a century, Pat Robertson and his 700 Club television show were a familiar presence in American living rooms. He brought a huge following when he sought the presidential nomination in 1988. After his presidential run, Robertson helped cement the alliance between conservative Christians and the Republican Party. He praised Republican support for Donald Trump.
You've prayed and God has given us this man.
Robertson could be unpredictable. He said marijuana should be legalized and appeared in a public service announcement with Al Sharpton about climate change.
We strongly disagree,
except on one issue. Tell him what it is, Reverend Pat.
That would be taking care of our planet.
Robertson's other enterprises range from Regent University to Operation Blessing, an international humanitarian organization. He was 93. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.